MEOTA. Harvest is coming to an end in this area, and it sounds like the farmers are happy with the run, but not likely with what they get paid for their produce. It's good to see straw bales in a lot of the fields, and most of the hay bales have been brought in off the fields. The bridge players got together Tuesday afternoon with top score going to Barbara Mitchell and second was Donna Sherman. They played individually as there were only two tables. It was still a nice outing they all enjoyed. Thursday, September 15th had 18 seniors out enjoying the nice fall weather at the golf course. The winners of the day were Terrence Da Silva, Marcel Duhame and Louise Goodhart with a score of 39. The consolation event was a tie at 43. The runners-up were Dennis Tebay, Larry Dyke, Sandy McVitie and Sal Ferguson, who lost out on the count back to Lori Ward, Carol Dyke, Yvette Da Silva and Eric Kalbeck. The fall wind-up is coming up on September 22nd, so come out for a free lunch and an enjoyable morning. The 2022 Miota Golf Course Fall Scramble, sponsored by Trojan Industries, Aggregates of Miota, was well attended with more than 100 golfers participating. The weather was fantastic and the beers were cold. The winning team shooting a 12-under was the Tyler Stewart team. There were two silent auction items donated by Jack Day of Miota that netted a profit of $470. Thanks to everyone for coming out and participating. Only 10 people showed up Friday evening to play Canasta in the Dewdrop Inn, so we played two tables of three and one of four. Hence there are no winners or losers to report, just that we all enjoyed our time together. Two brothers and two cousins, Paul and Robert Street Amont, along with Lewis and Charles Belargin, ran in the Queen City Marathon in Regina September 11. Robert and Charles are from Miota while Paul resides in Bonnyville, Alta. And Lewis lives in Saskatoon. It was a perfect day for the race at 13C with sunshine and a light breeze. Paul and Robert ran 42.2 kilometers, a full marathon, at a blazing pace of 3 hours 10 minutes and 18 seconds and 3 hours 22 minutes and 59 seconds respectively. Lewis and Charles decided to run a half marathon at a distance of 21.1 kilometers. Lewis finished at 1 hour 51 minutes and 37 seconds while Charles completed the race in 2 hours 0 minutes and 21 seconds. This year's race theme was, "Your body can stand almost anything. It's your mind that you have to convince." This is so true when it applies to running. This has become an annual event and the four runners who are cousins or brothers are already looking forward to next year. Miota Golf Course, submitted by Huguette Johnson and Brenda Moore. Co-managers, over the season Miota Golf Course hosted 10 sponsored men's nights and 8 sponsored ladies' nights, and all were well attended. The sponsorship of various businesses made the nights possible. On the nights between the sponsored nights, men had pins and skins, which will continue on Tuesdays until freeze up, and the ladies had regular golf with various themes over the summer. 7 tournaments were hosted over the season: Innovation Spring Scramble, Miota Curling Club Fundraiser, Silent Auction, Farmer Rancher Tournament, New Clubhouse Fundraising Tournament, Seniors Tournament sponsored by Unity Motors, Brian Wojtyk, Club Championship, Member Appreciation sponsored by Great West Brewing, all were well attended. This past weekend was the Fall Scramble sponsored by Trojan Industries, Troy and Janelle Merchuka. There were 107 golfers, including juniors and seniors. This Thursday will be the final senior scramble morning with lunch to follow. Jack Day donated 2 barnwood benches that he had made. We had a silent auction for them, raising $470, which will go to the new clubhouse fund. The clubhouse fundraiser was a great event. It was a beautiful day, with more than 80 golfers out to support the event. There were no winners of the $10,000 hole-in-one prizes sponsored by New Tech Embroidery. Closest to the pin did receive a nice cooler package donated by New Tech Embroidery. We had generous additional contributions made by New Tech Embroidery, Trig Energy, Arnold Sand and Gravel, Gary's Construction Company. A 50-50 was guaranteed by Ed and Bonnie Tate and Kelly and O'Neill Belargin. The winner, Brian Wojtyk, donated his winnings back to the fundraiser. Serafina donated 5 tickets to 2 Sask Rider games and they were raffled off. Colin Sharp and Roddy Hoffman were the winners. Sadly, they were unable to attend, but the tickets did not go to waste, as Courtney Johnson and friends were able to use them and enjoyed both games. With the sale of squares, we raised an additional $1,970 to the new clubhouse fund, Following a COVID break, we saw the return of the Farmer Rancher Tournament, in July, with 120 farmer, rancher golfers, chemical, seed and other agriculture-related sponsors. With the exception of the tornado warning ending the golf with three holes to go, it was a great event for all. This event would not be possible without the volunteers, who do an incredible amount of work to see that it was a well-attended, smoothly operated tournament. Our staff were out in full force, providing lunch, supper and refreshments to all. Travis Mocassin and his grounds crew do an amazing job keeping the course in great shape all season. The course will remain open until mid-October, providing the fall weather continues and winter doesn't come too early.